Families of hunger-striking Palestinian and Jordanian prisoners held in Israeli jails have rallied in front of the International Committee of the Red Cross Office in the central West Bank city of El Bira. The prisoners are currently refusing food in protest to their treatment by Israeli authorities.
We are here to raise our voices, to tell the world that our prisoners are refusing food for their rights. We are here in solidarity with the prisoners. Hopefully this gathering will be a catalyst for the ministries and leadership into moving them to act to serve the prisoner issue.
Five of the prisoners refusing food from their Israeli jailers have Jordanian citizenship, while the rest hold identity cards issued by the Palestinian Authority. When asked what the prisoners' demands are, the answer was simple.
Al-Hurriya.
Freedom. They want their freedom. The Jordanian prisoners who are on hunger strike demand to be freed and go back to Jordan. The Palestinian prisoners are refusing food in protest to the administrative detention policies. These policies are oppressive and contradictory international law and international humanitarian law.
Human rights experts have voiced their concerns regarding the deteriorating health conditions of the hunger-striking prisoners. Observers have warned of deliberate medical negligence practiced by the Israeli prison services against the hunger-striking prisoners as a form of pressure or punishment to stop their acts of disobedience.
Their health conditions are declining at a very quick pace. There is a real danger for their lives, a danger of death. This is the result of Israeli policy of medical negligence.
Abdullah has been refusing food for 70 days now and is continuous in his strike. His spirits are high, but his health is very bad and he is in danger. Yesterday, the lawyer told me that my husband's brain cells are dying and there are problems in his organs, mainly his liver.
Approximately 16 prisoners are currently refusing food in Israeli jails. As a punitive measure, Israeli prison services isolate every prisoner who refuses food and take the hunger striker to a solitary confinement cell for an undetermined amount of time. Most prisoners are only taken out of their isolation cells in order to be moved to military hospitals or clinics. For Press TV, Hanna Kassis, Batunia, Occupied Ramallah.